It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Myrtle with KRWG News. New research says corporate broadcast and cable news outlets are committing media malpractice by rarely reporting on the connection between climate change and extreme weather events. Roz Brown reports from the Texas News Service.
New research suggests the nation's most trusted news sources are dropping the ball when it comes to helping voters in Texas and across the nation connect the dots between more frequent and extreme weather events and a warming planet. Scientists repeatedly have warned that climate change is exacerbating drought, wildfires, and flooding, and making storms such as Hurricane Ida stronger. But Allison Fisher with the watchdog group Media Matters says Americans aren't getting the full story.
The hesitancy to connect extreme weather events to climate change by these networks is very closely related to campaign by the fossil fuel industry.
Over a 96-hour period of wall-to-wall coverage of Hurricane Ida, just 4% of nearly 800 news segments aired by corporate broadcast and cable news outlets mentioned climate change. In Fisher's view, not connecting climate change to extreme weather events amounts to media malpractice. Fisher says it's important for climate change to become a bigger part of the national conversation, along with what's causing it, the burning of oil, gas, and coal. But she notes using the word climate change is the first step.
And then from there is where you need to start having the conversation of, well, who's responsible and what is responsible and what is or is not being done.
She says news coverage on Hurricane Ida improved in terms of connecting the dots as the storm moved into high population centers along the East Coast, producing surprising levels of damage. For Texas News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
As the country remembers the September 11th attacks that took place 20 years ago, commentator Peter Goodman recalls that day and shares his thoughts on ongoing threats our country faces.
I was in D.C. on 9/11, in the wonderful Library of Congress reading room, which closed immediately. No one knew, but there could be more attacks. Heading home through heavy traffic, I was glad to be on a motorcycle. At supper that evening, at a rooftop restaurant, we could see smoke from the Pentagon. The next morning, September 12th, I photographed the Lincoln Memorial, uniquely deserted. No tourists, no joggers turning around, just one janitor pushing a broom along a lower step, surrounded by troops and cops. Most people, including Muslims, were appalled, sympathetic, but the Bush administration used 9/11 to justify invading Afghanistan and Iraq, a huge gift to Islamic militants whose rhetoric about the U.S. wanting to kill Muslims was sounding hollow until the U.S. started doing just that. But the world was not descending into some apocalyptic battle between Muslims and Christians. Nor is it now, as we mourn the dead from 9/11 and 20 years of wars. But there's an ongoing battle between the extremists, whether Islamic, Christian, or other, and the folks who are more curious, open, tolerant. Any culture or religion has extremists harassing or even killing others because beliefs clash. Even though vast majorities of Muslims loathe the vicious and deluded members of ISIS, while we're saddled with supposed Christians who'd like to kill doctors who perform abortions or punish women for ending their pregnancies. Buddha, Jesus, and Muhammad all saw the world's ugliness and saw priests and leaders using others' religious faith to further their own personal ambitions. Each sought to improve the world and left behind a new set of principles for that purpose. The words of each were taken to heart by many, but eventually religious empires called churches, mosques, or temples were founded on their words. Jesus neither enslaved nor killed anyone and never mentioned abortion, but his words have been used to justify wars and slavery and harassing women for their personal choices. Muhammad taught equality of men and women as a basis for spirituality and tried to improve women's lot. Female infanticide was common in those days, and he abolished it. But he's invoked by the ignorant to justify demeaning women, just as folks invoke Jesus' name to forbid birth control. We do still face danger from extremist Islamic terrorists, and also from homegrown extremists calling themselves Christians and patriots, though they don't act much like Christ, and their patriotism is conditional. They love the country they hope to scare us into being, but not the freedom, equality, and diversity that make us the U.S. We have a wonderful country to protect.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.